the Daily-ish podcast with Chris Enns. I'm Chris Enns, your host, Chris Enns. Just trying to get the SEO value of my podcast up so that mentions of my name appear in many Google search results. I'm really stretching out the ish in the Daily-ish here. I realize this has been almost a week since the last recording was published, and I apologize to all those sticklers for who align themselves more on the daily side than the ish side. So my apologies for messing with you that way. As you can maybe tell, I feel like I have a bit of a cold coming on. Kids are the worst. They're like early warning signs, 2 to 3 day early warning signs for an impending sickness. So I guess in that sense, they're good because you kind of like, okay, I know I'm going to get sick now because my daughter's coughing and sneezing and snotting all over the place. So in 2 or 3 days, I'm going to get sick. So I might as well try and get as much done as I can because I'm going to be whining and crying and snotting all over the place in a few days. So I haven't got I just woke up with a, rough kind of throat and a little bit of a tickle in the nose and just has the smell of sickness, if that makes sense. And my voice sounds a little rough, but maybe it's from all the partying I've been doing lately, which has been watching House of Cards. Season 2 is out. No spoilers, but we're 2 episodes in, and they seem to be taking a bit of a Game of Thrones path in terms of the expendability of characters, which is all I'll say. That's just should be enough to entice you to watch it if you haven't started watching. Chances are, if you're a House of Cards fan, it's on Netflix, and you have already binge-watched all, whatever it is, 8 episodes or 10 episodes of Season 2. I found it interesting that they continue rather than starting, Season 2, Episode 1, Season 2, Episode 2, etc., they just continued with chapters, I think it is. I don't have Netflix in front of me, but it's like Chapter 13, Chapter 14, Chapter 15, and just keeps going. So it's kind of like they're easing us into the idea of doing away with the traditional TV model of Season 1, Season 2. Because the other thing that people have noticed, and I noticed too as we watched, 1.5 episodes or whatever, is it's kind of silly having the credits at the beginning, credits at the end, and then you start a next episode, which you're kind of, they've built on the idea that you can binge watch this thing as fast as you want, really. And you're sitting through all these credits, which, why not have like a play all button and just like play it all and just pause it when you're, because Netflix is great about, as far as, you watch it on your Apple TV, is how we watch it anyways, on the TV, through the Apple TV device, and then you could theoretically go, pick up your iPad and keep watching, pick up from the point where you left it off, or a computer, or your iPhone, or whatever. So why not just have like a play the second season of Netflix option that you just play and just stop when you want to stop? Although I find anyways that if I'm watching a show, I feel like it's healthy to have those breaks where you kind of like have to evaluate your life. Think about the fact that it's 11:30 at night and you probably shouldn't start yet another episode of a show because you don't get commercial breaks. So it's kind of just nonstop for 50 minutes or whatever it is straight through. And so you're kind of just going, and mentally it's like a, it's a pretty emotional roller coaster kind of show if you're into it like I am. It's a great, especially this next season. This season two has started out to be anyways. And so there you go, Netflix. That wasn't even on my topic list, but what I wanted to talk about was Lego Movie, which I took the kids and cousins, nieces and nephews to see earlier this week. And sometimes you have expectations for a movie or a TV show and they're built up so high and there's just no way the show can possibly live up to the hype because, it's just, your expectations are so high and there's no way something is going to be not as good. It's all that kind of stuff. Whereas with a Lego Movie, I don't know. It felt like it really did live up to the hype. It was fun, entertaining. It was well written. The storyline was really good. There's, enough of a sort of tease or a reveal of a secret kind of thing that makes it kind of a fun experience as well in the movie. And the acting, the voice acting and animations, like I said, are all top notch, really good. There's a bit of a, one person I follow on Twitter said the stop motion kind of look bothered her, which I could see, especially on a big screen like that. It can be a little bit, it's kind of like seeing it in 3D, which we didn't see it in 3D. We saw it in regular, just old fashioned 2D. I can't stand 3D gives me a headache. But I could see the stop motion aspect of Lego, the Lego movie anyways, you know, kind of giving you a bit of a headache or tracking what things are going if your eyes are having to blink constantly to sort of keep up or whatever. But I didn't find it too bad. There's a few scenes where it kind of looked, I'd be curious to see the sort of making of, because there's a few scenes where it's like really obviously a sort of stop motion thing, and then a few other times where it kind of felt like it's probably just a CGI thing, and they kind of made it look more stop motion-y, Lego-y. But yeah, no, I loved it. Our 3-year-old was almost 4-year-old now. That was his first movie theater experience, and our 6-year-old has been to a couple before, but they both loved it. Have been repeating the theme song, the Everything is Awesome theme song, repeatedly ever since they saw it. And I definitely would see it again sometime look forward to watching it again with our kids at home or whatever at some point here too, when it comes out on video, whatever, whenever that might be. But it's it's really well done if you're seeing one movie in terms of movie review guys voices, whatever. If you see one movie this year, make it the Lego movie. But I don't know what kind of rating system I'll have for this podcast. 5 stars, 5 stirs, no vowels in star, STRS. Anyways, coming up, I'm getting to guest host. I have the opportunity to guest host for my friend Tim Smith on his podcast, The East Wing, which is now hosted over on 5x5.tv and carries with it a fairly, I think he's got a big audience. I don't know what the exact numbers, but it's just kind of a fun opportunity to screw up somebody else's show for a change instead of just my own. So that's something that's coming up, and lots and lots of just work-related, fun work-related stuff with my web design business, Lemon Productions, and just keeping busy there, trying to make plans to escape the winter climates somehow without the kids, and what else? I don't know. We'll leave it there, and hopefully this will not be just a weekly-ish podcast, but I'll keep it going. I might be down and out if I'm... I don't generally like to record when my voice sounds like complete garbage, but if it's at least stays at this, you know, moderately bassy level, I'll be okay. So you can, if you found this podcast somewhere else, you can, its home lives at podcast.ca, which is pdcst.ca, podcast without vowels. This is episode number 6, so pdcst.ca/6. I'm on Twitter at iChris, and if you like podcasting, I do a lot more podcasting over at sskTN.com. That's where you can find other shows that I do, some shows with Tim Smith, etc. I also want to hear back from you, listeners of this show. If you go over to pdcstpodcast.ca/feedback, I believe it is the URL, and there's a little feedback form there. I'd love to hear from you and would, you know, read comments on future episodes, answer questions about how I do podcasting. Maybe there's an interview I did with a guy, just an email back and forth interview with a guy about podcasting workflows and stuff that's coming out today. I'll try and put the link in there if I get it in time. But thanks for listening. Have a great day.